Right now, we have another victorious candidate in North Platte City Council joining us. Donna Tryon was victorious last week in North Platte City Council Ward 1. Donna, congratulations and welcome in the studio this morning.
Thank you, Tristan. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you in the studio here once again. We had you on the air several times discussing your candidacy and talking about your campaign. So as this very unique campaign cycle comes to its conclusion, what are your thoughts on what a unique campaign you must have had?
Well, I believe if you want to get elected, you need to do the walking, knocking, and talking is what I called it. And I did that, talked to a lot of people. I'm just excited for the new council people that will be on the council, and maybe the city might take a little bit of a different direction.
You know, I said yesterday with George Lobby, and I've said on the program many times, that there was guaranteed change for the city of North Platte. We have a relatively new city administrator. We had a guarantee that we were going to have a new mayor. We had two council seats that were going to have new individuals in them, and the possibility for two more. How much change was up to the city of North Platte, or the citizens of North Platte, rather, and the citizens have decided that they wanted a lot of change locally?
I think so. Anyway, I'm just excited. I think we'll work well together, and the city manager, Mr. Kibbins, is already lining up a bus tour of the city departments, and I'm just excited.
Rightfully so. Rightfully so. It's nice that the campaign cycle has ended locally and that we know what we're going to be working with here in the coming year, and we know who's going to be working with each other as well now.
Yes, yes. And I know that the COVID virus changed up everything, you know, the whole campaign season.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
However, it was the weather was much nicer in September for the walking part, and I was glad I hit the streets early, right after Labor Day, I think. And so I did most of my campaigning, the walking, knocking, and talking part of it, in September. And so October was kind of like, okay, now what do we do? Mm-hmm. So it was just kind of sit and wait and appear on your radio show once in
sure.
a while.
So, Donna, take us through last Tuesday. I know that you and Mark had that gathering at the Eagles Club. Take us through the gathering that you had there at the Eagles Club and the excitement that you must have had when you found out that you would be serving on the city council as the next Ward 1 rep.
Well, it was a fun time. I called it a watch party, but some other people said, nope, it's a victory party. So it was fun. Mark was there, Ryan Sellers was there, and, of course, myself. And I'm kind of a floater at those kind of events, so I really wasn't watching the numbers too much. I had to have people tell me what they were. But, yeah, it was just a fun time.
I can imagine.
Yeah,
I can imagine. Especially with the turnout it did with you, Mark, and Ryan all being victorious in your respected races.
Yes, yes, that was cause for celebration. So
Donna, you mentioned a minute ago that this campaign cycle was extremely unique with the coronavirus. And if memory serves correct, this is your first time running for an office or running in a position like this. But you have been involved in some local campaigns in the past, so you know kind of what it's like in a normal election year.
Yes, yes, I do. I guess it would be 6 years ago this summer when Senator Groney ran for the first time. We hit every community event that summer, and he did a lot of walking, knocking, and talking. And so I was pretty certain that if I kind of followed that I would be successful.
So tell us, what was the biggest challenge in campaigning this year, coronavirus related or not?
Oh, my. The biggest challenge for me personally was just that I had to get out of my comfort zone.
Sure.
I'm kind of an introverted person, and just being on the radio was like, oh, my gosh. But now I kind of like it, so.
Well, glad that you do, because we'll definitely be having you on from time to time, Donna. And, can you take us through the early parts of brainstorming and considering and discerning running for city council? What was the deciding factor when you decided, all right, I'm definitely going to file down at the courthouse?
I would have to say I wanted the Ward 1 folks to have a choice. I wanted, personally, a choice. And if no one else stepped in to run, there wasn't going to be a choice. So in talking with the senator and a few people, I tried to convince the other people to run, and that wasn't successful. So I thought, okay, I guess it's up to me.
You had to put your money where your mouth is, as they say.
Exactly, exactly.
Are you glad you did?
Oh, yes. I'm very excited about the future. Yes.
And you said during the campaign cycle you had to step out of your comfort zone. Do you think being on the council, you might step outside your comfort zone a little bit from time to time as one of the individuals on the council?
Oh, sure. But, you know, I'm getting more comfortable with it. So, yeah, I'm good to go.
Again, we have Donna Tryon joining us in the studio. She'll be one of the new council representatives sworn in the month of December, along with the new mayor. And we know that Brandon Kelleher will be our next mayor. He's the official mayor-elect here for the city of North Platte. How do you feel about that as a citizen in Ward 1, Donna, but also as a council representative in Ward 1?
I supported Brandon. I visited with him a few times, and I'm okay with that. I'm
okay.
Good. Yep.
You feel like you'll be able to have a good working relationship with Mayor Kelleher?
Yes, yes. I think he'll do a great job, and working with the city manager and the city council people and the new elected ones, and yes. Like I told somebody, I said, well, I'll let them do the heavy lifting, and I'll just tell them where to put it.
how much conversation have you had with your future fellow council representatives, rather incumbents or currently on the council or members that are going to be sworn in December?
Well, I know Mr. Riker and Mr. Woods. I got acquainted with Pete Vols and Brad Garrick.
Okay.
And, of course, when I lived here before, I worked at the courthouse, so I've known Jim Nisley for many, many years. So, who did I leave out?
I think Councilman Lucas.
Oh, Ty Lucas. I've just, you know, just in the hall and whatnot and talking to him, he reached out to me, and we talked about our similar backgrounds, and he wants to get together and have a little meeting, too. So
okay.
Yeah.
And I think there's one other one we missed. Councilman Carman.
Jim Carman.
Yep, Ward 3.
Yes, Jim Carman. I've also known him from years ago when he was in law enforcement, and they're all good guys.
Yes, yeah. We're blessed to have a lot of great, talented individuals that serve on our city council and serve in public office here in a variety of ways. Donna, as we wrap up, you mentioned that you wanted to say a few things about Veterans Day while we had you on the program.
Yes.
Donna and I are matching in the studio. We both have the red tops today, and we're in the blue pants. So,
I was excited because you picked this day for me to be on, because Veterans Day and any of the veterans are close and dear to my heart, and I just wanted to say that... thank all the veterans, because if it wasn't for them protecting our freedoms, we may not even be here having this conversation.
This would all be a moot point.
Yes, yes. And so I would just like to say that my father served in World War II, a first lieutenant, a B-24 pilot. My son-in-law, who just retired from 31 years in the Navy as a lieutenant commander, I want to say a special thank you to them. And I would also like to thank my supporters for supporting me and for hosting yard signs. And I tried to get all the signs picked up, but if I happen to miss one out there, they're more than welcome to call me, 660-4320. Let me know, and I'll be glad to come over and pick it up. So.
Now, Donna, if there's anybody out there that lives in Ward 1 or lives within the city that wants to contact you ahead of your first council meeting to be sworn in, to get to know you, or maybe to bring up an issue locally before you take over on the council serving as a Ward 1 rep, how can they get in contact with you directly?
They can just call me at that number, 660-4320, or stop by my house. I've had people pull into my driveway when I've been outside, and folks going down the street when I happen to be walking down the street yelling congratulations. And so my neighbor from across the street came over and told me about some issues. So I think because of where I live, I think everybody now knows where I live.
Yeah, you do live on the busy street, intersection of two busy streets.
Really. I know. So, yeah, my door would always be open, and they can always give me a call or send me an email. It's dtryon2020@yahoo.com. So I want to be available to them. I would like to know their issues and maybe get ideas on how they might be resolved, whatever they might be. I did write down the questions and concerns while I was campaigning that many of them had.
Okay. So. All righty. Well, Donna, we appreciate the time. Look forward to having you on the program after you're sworn in on City Council. Congratulations to you once again.
Thank you, Tristan.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after a quick break on KODY.